Good morning, and God bless you. This is Brother Steve, and I will be giving the Fountain of Life Daily Inspirations this week. What I want to do is go look at several characters, six different characters in all, this week. And want to go to, first of all, go to Luke chapter 16, and I want to look at a little scripture here. One of the common things that each one of the characters that I have will have is that they were called of God to a great ministry, but also how they were faithful in little things before that in their daily job. And these men are here's the list that I want to look at is Joseph and Moses and Joshua and David and Elisha and then Jesus himself. And what I want to look at this, each one of these characters is how that their faithfulness in the little things prepared them for a great ministry. Luke chapter 16 gives the story of the unjust, or the steward that was wasting his master's goods. And I'm going to read through that a little bit. Luke chapter 16, and starting in verse 1. And he said also unto his disciples, there was a certain rich man which had a steward, and the same was accused unto him that he had wasted his goods. And he called him and said unto him, how is it that I hear this of thee? Give an account of thy stewardship, for thou mayest be no longer steward. Then the steward said within himself, what shall I do? For my Lord taketh away my stewardship. I cannot dig. To beg I am ashamed. I am resolved what to do, that when I am put out of my stewardship, they may receive me into their houses. So he called every one of his lord's debtors unto him, and said unto the first, how much owest thou my lord? And he said, 100 measures of oil. And he said unto him, take that bill, and sit down quickly, and write 50. Then he said to another, how much owest thou? And he said, 100 measures of wheat. And he said unto him, take that bill, and write 80. Which would have been 80. And the Lord commended the unjust judge, because he had done wisely, for the children of this world are wiser in their generation wiser than the children of light. And I say unto you, make to yourselves friends of the mammon of unrighteousness, that when ye fail, that they may receive you into everlasting habitation. He that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much, and he that is just unjust in the least is unjust also in much. If therefore ye have been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, who will have not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, who will commit to your trust the true riches? And if ye have not been faithful in that which is another man's, who shall give you that which is your own? And I'm going to stop there, but this is an interesting story, the story that has confused a lot of people. But simply what he is saying here, this steward was in charge of his master's goods, and so when he found out that he's going to be fired, he was a little desperate. And while he still had the control of his master's goods, he went to his master's debtors, and or the master's people that owed him money, and he cut some of their debts for them. And then he says that they might receive me into their houses, basically made friends. And then talks about the next verse there. It talks about verse 9. And or actually, let's start go to verse 8 first. It says there that the children of this world are in their generation wiser than the children of light. That's an interesting statement there, and it's something that when you look at the people and the businessmen of this world, and you look at their strategies and the things that they'll do to accomplish their goals and the things that they'll sacrifice. Let's say, for instance, an athlete, the things that they'll sacrifice to get what they want. You know, they'll want to eat just right. They want to exercise and discipline themselves to those things, and they really put their heart into it, all just for an earthly crown. And then you look at many Christians today, and they're just, you know, nonchalant. They're going around their business, and they're almost more interested in worldly things than they are in the things that they claim to that has more value. And then you have to think about this verse: the children of this world are in their generation wiser than the children of light. Businessmen will do all kinds of things to accomplish their goals, and yet the Christians oftentimes are just just less than diligent in what they claim as values. So you have to ask yourself, I wonder, you know, do they really believe what they preach? Anyway, then he goes on to say there, make yourselves friends of mammon of unrighteousness, that when you feel they may receive you into everlasting habitation. And again, making friends of the mammon of unrighteousness is speaking of making friends of, you know, mammon is money or things of this world or whatever. And so he's saying here that we should make friends of the mammon of unrighteousness, and he's talking about just being wise in our conduct with the people of the world around us. Verse 10: he that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much, and he that is unjust in least is unjust in much. If therefore you have not been faithful in unrighteous mammon, who will commit to your trust the true riches? And if ye have not been faithful in that which is another man's, who shall give you that which is your own? Here again, an interesting thought here. One of the things that I run into sometimes is people that spend a lot of time thinking and praying and asking the Lord about, you know, what His will is for their life, while all the time they are missing the little things all around them. You might be seeking the Lord about the direction for future of your life, and in the meantime, there's all kinds of little ways that you can serve right where you are. And I have observed over the years that I have seen young people that seems like from the get-go, they are just serving everywhere they go. You will see them in the kitchen at church, and they are serving there, or you will see them helping out wherever they can, and whenever there is something to do, you will find them there just doing what is to do. And I have also observed that those kind of young people, or not just young people, anybody, will go places where others will not. And then I have also observed that there's some people that spend a lot of time thinking and asking and praying about, you know, what is God's will for their life and where should they go and whatever. And sometimes they don't end up really going anywhere. And so my encouragement this morning is that rather than thinking so much about what God's will is for the future of our life, look around you and see where you can serve right now. And God will use a person that is busy, that is serving, and you will never have to ask God what is his will for your life. He will lead you into places that you did not expect. When you are faithful in the little things, and this week I want to look at these different characters and look at how they lived out that principle and see what we can learn from that. So, God bless you again, and thank you for listening.